Well, 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 what a situation we all suddenly find ourselves in. It seems like every other Facebook post brings to my attention a set of circumstances I had yet to think about. When I read all the stories, I just want to cry. My heart goes out to anybody in pain right now. I honestly don't know what else to say, but Justin Timberlake says, sometimes the greatest way to say something is to say nothing at all. So I think I'll go with that. After this video, I plan to never talk about the big C again. Not because I'm in denial or because I don't take it seriously. I've personally been self-quarantined for over 2 weeks now in an attempt to not be part of this first wave. I'm even washing my hands. It's just, we all know what's going on. There's nothing of value that I can add to the conversation. Plus, I want my videos, posts, and emails to be an escape from all that, even if it's just for a few minutes. That's why in the coming weeks, and perhaps months, I'm gonna chip in the best I can to help all the other YouTubers, content creators, and online teachers that have really stepped up their game recently. I'm gonna help in at least two ways. First, I'm gonna pump out as many videos as possible during this time. I can't rush the big grammar videos. Those take time, and there's no way around that, but I am gonna try out some new formats. For sure, I wanna answer your questions and explain any examples you don't understand. So, if you've got a Spanish question or a Spanish example that stumps you, email it to me at questions@SpanishDude.com. Give me as much context as possible, and you can use that same email address to send me any video ideas you have. What kind of videos do you want me to make? Even with the new formats, though, I'll only be able to get so many videos out, so I wanna do something else. I have these premium courses containing hundreds of videos in total that most people have never seen. Only lifetime members and people who have enrolled in the individual courses have access to them. But those videos, not only would they help a lot of people with their Spanish, and thus give them the Spanish high at a time when it's sorely needed, they're also a great way to take your mind off of other things for more than just a little while. They're not a bunch of random videos, they're full, organized courses. And I want to get them into as many hands as possible. I want to get them to anybody who they might help or entertain during these crazy times. I see all these online teaching companies giving away free access to all their stuff. And that's awesome. I love it. But I just can't do that. I don't know how they're doing it. They have more savings than I do? A different business model? In my premium courses, I don't deliver the videos from YouTube. I use high-quality servers designed specifically for streaming video. That allows you to download the videos so you can play them on a slow connection or offline, and to adjust the speed of the video so you can slow down my voice or make it go faster, which, believe it or not, some people do. And with well over 10,000 premium students watching hours and hours of video every day, my hosting and server costs are already quite high. If I gave everybody free access, who knows how many thousands or tens of thousands even would sign up and how high my hosting bill would go. Not to mention, selling access to my premium courses is my only source of income. If I give it all away for free, I'd have no income. No, I can't give all my stuff away for free, but there is something I've been wanting to try for a long time now. A little over 4 years ago, I went to Mexico for a few weeks. My hotel, pension thing, had this cool area in the back with tons of trees and two hammocks. One night, I was chilling in one of the hammocks when an Argentinian couple came over and occupied the second hammock. It was really dark, so I could see that they were two people, a man and a woman, but that's it. Our hammocks were close enough to chat, and inevitably, that's what we did for over 2 hours. It was a great chat. I get myself into random conversations like that all the time when I travel, but that conversation always stood out. I've always remembered that one for two reasons. First, I thought it was really cool that even though we talked for hours, I had no clue what they looked like, and they had no clue what I looked like. Second, when they asked me what I did for a living, I told them I teach Spanish online. I make free videos for YouTube, and to make money, I sell premium courses on my website. Then, I forget how it came up, but I mentioned something else to them. I told them about a plan I had for the future. When I started traveling over 20 years ago, I noticed something immediately, something that pained me and still bothers me today. The currency we make our money in, it affects our options in life. I know, duh, right? I was born and work in the United States, so I make US dollars. And because I make US dollars, after college, I was able to serve tables at a restaurant for a few months or do some warehouse work and save up enough money to travel around the world for a few months. That was my formula. Work 3 months, travel 3 months, basically. But in many of the countries I visited, a lot of the people I met, even when they were more educated, more experienced, more accomplished, and harder working than I was, they would never get the chance to gallivant around a foreign country for 3 months like I was. Especially not after just 3 months of working. I know life isn't fair, but it's just not fair, and it hurts. By the time I found myself chatting with the Argentinians on the hammocks, I had already been in Mexico for a couple weeks, so these thoughts about inequality were fresh in my mind. That's probably why I told them about my plan for the future. Eventually, instead of charging a fixed amount to enroll in one of my premium courses or to become a lifetime member, I would love to just say, pay what you want, or what you think it's worth, or what you can afford. Each person gets to name their own price. How cool would that be? Why don't you just do that now? The Argentinians asked me. I'm scared, I told them. You see, that trip to Mexico was basically a victory trip for me. If you've been watching my videos for a while, you already know most of this, but back then, until right before then, then, I don't want to say I didn't have much, because in many ways I had so much and I was so lucky, but I was in my 30s and had been living at my parents' house for over 2 years with no income, no car, which in the suburbs of Orlando is crazy, no nothing, trying with every ounce of my being to make Spanish videos that would help people, that people would want to watch, and would eventually lead to me making some money. And people were watching, you were watching, you were starting to at least. Every day, more and more of you watched my videos. Then, using the feedback you gave me from those early videos, I created Conjugation Bootcamp Present Tense Edition, my second premium course, the course that changed everything for me. Not only did people enroll in Conjugation Bootcamp the day it launched, they enrolled the day after it launched too, and the day after that, and the day after that. A few weeks passed before it occurred to me, I have an income. I have an income. So what did I do? I went to Mexico, of course. Yes, seriously. For 2 years, I had essentially locked myself in a room above my parents' garage, refusing to leave until I made it. It was one of those gonna die trying situations, but I didn't die trying, and that trip to Mexico was me breathing for the first time in years. That's why I was scared to just say, pay what you want. What if everybody only paid $5? The paltry income I had fought so hard for would suddenly be in gone. Get it? Income, in gone? Like, come and gone are opposites? Income, in gone? Nothing? Still? And I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on all my courses. What if everybody who paid full price in the last 90 days suddenly asked for a refund? There goes my savings, too. That's why my plan to just say, pay what you want, would have to wait. I couldn't take the risk. I wasn't ready yet. Maybe when I had more savings? Maybe when I had a bigger following? Maybe, maybe, maybe. I know you know where this is going. The title of the video gave it away from the beginning. I'm still not ready to do this. I'm still not ready to take the risk. But I'm gonna trust you, and I'm gonna do it anyway. Yesterday, to become a lifetime member, to get instant access to all my premium courses, hundreds of videos that have never been uploaded to YouTube or my website, it would have cost you $167. And people pay that price every single day. But starting right now, and for a limited time, in an effort to get these videos into as many hands as possible, you can become a lifetime member for whatever price you want. You name the price. Pay what you want, pay what you think it's worth, pay what you can afford. Go to SpanishDude.com/lifetime right now to get all the details and to name your price. Now, there is a $5 minimum, because when something's free, everybody and their mother signs up, even if they have no intention of using it. But if you can't swing the $5 because of the current situation, or because $5 is a lot harder to come by in your country, email me at support@SpanishDude.com. You don't have to give me all the details if you don't want, just tell me you don't have the $5 and I'll set up an account for you for free. But please, I'm trusting you here. If everybody just pays the $5 minimum, my income is gone. And if everybody who paid full price in the last 3 months suddenly asks for a refund, my savings is gone. In either case, I'll have to end this offer right away. I'm willing to take a hit, higher bills, lower revenues, but I'm not willing to lose all my income. I'm not willing to go back to my parents' house. I'm not saying don't pay $5. I'm doing this for a reason. If that's all you can afford or all you think it's worth, then pay $5. I expect a lot of people will only pay $5. And I'm not saying don't ask for a refund if your situation has recently changed. If you paid $167 but now you need that money, by all means, ask for a refund, then become a lifetime member again at whatever price you're comfortable with. I'm just saying people pay the full price every day and I get very few refund requests. I know it's worth the full price to a lot of people. So if you think it's worth more than $5 and you can afford more than $5, it would really help me and everybody else if you paid more than $5. Pay $10 or $50 or $100. Heck, you can even pay more than the normal price if you want, and I'll be very grateful if you do. I'm a big believer that we've got to take care of ourselves, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't take care of others too. This is me trying to take care of my people here, but I'm scared. I need you to take care of me back. If you do, I'll be able to keep this pay what you want thing going until all of us are out of this mess, whether it's weeks, months, whatever's necessary. If not, I'll have to pull the plug within a few days. Cool? I hate to talk about money like this. I prefer to keep my videos about Spanish, or English, or the Spanish Authority. I just needed you to know the seriousness of the situation. So if you're not already a lifetime member, become one. Go to SpanishDude.com/lifetime to get the details and to name your price. If you've enrolled in a course previously, this is your chance to upgrade to the lifetime membership at whatever price you want, or whatever price you think it's worth, or whatever price you can afford. Teachers, you have my permission to download all the videos and practice worksheets to share with your students. I just ask that you don't share your username and password. Download the videos or PDFs and share them that way. Anybody that can't swing the $5 minimum for whatever reason, email me at support@SpanishDude.com and I'll hook you up right away. No questions, no judgment, just a free account. And don't forget to email me your Spanish questions, confusing examples, and video ideas at questions@SpanishDude.com. Oh, and the more this offer gets shared with other people, the likelier it is that I can keep it going. So hit the share button, please. Now get out of here, but not out of your house. Please stay home and safe. Hasta luego.